Everyone, it is a joy to see you all here this morning. And this morning, as you well know, was supposed to be Tom Cooper up here giving us his march through the Psalms, but he's a little under the weather, so let's be sure to keep Tom in prayer, as well as Diane, that she doesn't catch it and that she's able to minister to him. So this morning, I'm just going to give us a very brief devotional. It's not going to be anything deep. It's not anything long. It's just a simple little devotional. We have a practice in our home every night. We close our evening with family prayer, and we always look at one or two verses in the Proverbs, whatever the proverb for the day was. And yesterday, being the 27th, was Proverbs 27, and we picked Proverbs 1 to go through. And just meditate on it for a few minutes before we close the night in prayer. And so I just wanted to bring that to you this morning, expound on it just a little bit. So Proverbs 27:1 reads, oh, first let me ask the Lord's blessing upon this time, okay? Father, we want to thank you for this day, a wonderful, beautiful day that you've given to us, a day where we can gather together, your people. We can gather in freedom. We can gather to sing your praises and to look into your word. And so I ask you, Father, this morning that you would be with us, that you would send your spirit to lift our hearts and our minds up to you, and that what we do here would be pleasing to you, glorifying to you, and honoring to your Son. And we pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." I think it's just simply a reminder of God's sovereignty and his providence and our complete reliance upon him. I think it's in our nature to be planners, is it not? We budget our months or maybe our weeks. We plan our meals and our grocery shopping. We're told that it's the best practice to have a 1-year, a 5-year, and a 10-year plan for your life. And those practices definitely are wise. Proverbs tells us to look at the ant as a good example of the one who works during the summer, storing away grain in order to feed himself in the winter. Jesus tells us to count the costs, meaning that we are to recognize that discipleship comes with a price. We are to be aware of what is in store for us as Christians. There's going to be struggles and challenges and persecutions and doubts and sufferings and all that. Of course, we recognize that none of that compares with the rewards of faith, both here in this life and the next to come. So planning ahead is wise, and we should all be doing it. But that's not really what this proverb is saying. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. It is the boasting about our plans for tomorrow that we are warned against. James actually speaks to this in James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. He says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, and spend a year there and engage in business and make profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." It's simply a reminder to us that despite all our best efforts to plan for our immediate future, we're not actually in charge of it, are we? No. Ultimately, man does not make his own destiny. That's what the world tells you. You can make your own destiny, be your own man, you know, go out there and take charge of life. We certainly can influence it, but God is sovereign over all things, and although we plan our way, it's the Lord that directs our steps. Of course, we were just joking and on the way to church this morning that I tend to plan our way, but my wife directs my steps quite often. But I think the Lord does that too. Of course he does. If we learn anything from the last couple years, I think we've all learned that everything can change in a heartbeat, right? I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, began 2020 with plans for that year, and those all went out the window pretty early. It is wise for us to have a plan. but it's unwise if we boast in those plans. If we think we're in control and that we're determining in our own destiny, that's arrogance. That's thinking we're the masters of our own destiny. And, you know, the idea of not being in control of what's coming, of tomorrow, that makes a lot of us nervous. I know it makes my wife nervous. She's a planner. And, oh my goodness, is she a planner? Some of us don't like surprises, but there is a quiet rest that we can have in not knowing the future. And that comes through practicing our faith in God's control over the future. Spurgeon, when he was preaching on this Proverbs 27:1, over 100 years ago, he considered it a blessing to not know what a day may bring forth. It's a good thing that we don't know what tomorrow brings. For if we had a book that detailed all of our life laid before us, we would fall into complacency and apathy if all we saw before us was good times, right? Or we might fall into fear and despondency if only trouble and suffering were before us. He writes, or preached, "To know the good might lead us to presumption. To know the evil might tempt us to despair. Happy for us is it that our eyes cannot penetrate the thick veil which God hangs between us and tomorrow, that we cannot see beyond the spot where we are now, and that in a certain sense we are utterly ignorant as to the details of the future. We may indeed be thankful for our ignorance." When we trust in God, we aren't just trusting in the day after tomorrow, our eternity, the day in which we join him in heaven, but we are trusting him for today, and we are trusting him for tomorrow as well as forevermore. God is sovereign, right? He is in control, and he never makes mistakes. So let us not boast in our tomorrow, thinking that we are in charge, but let us live wisely, making the most of the day while it is still called today. And yes, planning for tomorrow, but recognizing that whatever tomorrow might unfold is under God's loving watch and his loving care. One of my favorite hymns that we never sing, because it's a rather odd hymn, and it's very antiquated in its language. It's number 442. It's called "Lead Kindly Light." It was written by a man named John H. Newman quite a long time ago. It has a very odd tempo to it, and I think we did this on a sing-along many years ago, and I think Reba got up and played it in the 4-4 tempo instead of the 3-2 tempo, and that's the one I know is the 4-4 tempo. It's much different. But anyway, the words are what's important, not just the music, right? And so it goes like this. "Lead kindly light amidst encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I loved to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. So long thy power hast blessed me, sure it still will lead me on. O'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is gone, and with the morn those angelic faces smile, which I have loved long since and lost a while." I think that's a beautiful notion, the idea of just trusting one step at a time in the Lord. We can trust so much in him that that's all we need. Is one step at a time. We don't need to fear the unknown of tomorrow. What does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say? "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." It may look crooked to us, but it's straight, straight to him. So, I'd like to open this up for a little bit of conversation. That was exactly 10 minutes. Anybody have anything they'd like to share or add before we sing some hymns together?